This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. After the completion of the first phase of general elections, campaigning has intensified for the second phase of Lok Sabha votes. In the second phase, polling will be held in 88 parliamentary seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency on the 26th of this month. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the second phase. Senior leaders of various political parties are addressing rallies across the country in the bid to woo voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed election rallies in Nanded and Parbhani in Maharashtra. Mr. Modi expressed happiness of a high voter turnout in the first phase of Lok Sabha polls yesterday. He said maximum voting must be ensured during this ongoing festival of democracy in the country. He highlighted the NDA government's achievements, including providing toilets to millions of women, facilitating bank accounts for the poor, and introducing Digital India and UPI technology. Prime Minister Modi is holding public meetings in Chikkaballapur in Karnataka. Chief Minister of Karnataka and Congress leader Siddaramaiah is campaigning in Mysore and Mandya constituencies, while Deputy Chief Minister of Karnataka D.K. Shivakumar is campaigning in Mandya today. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed election rally at Bhagalpur in Bihar. He said if the INDIA bloc government comes into power, they will end the Agnivir scheme. He said they will work for the welfare of poor and tribal community. A high voter turnout of over 62.37% has been reported in the first phase of the general elections held yesterday. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters participating enthusiastically despite the heat wave in a dazzling display of civic responsibility and pride. 102 Lok Sabha seats spread over 17 states and 4 union territories went to polls in the first phase. The Election Commission has thanked voters and the entire election machinery. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections has been held today. The filing of papers for the phase ended yesterday. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in the third phase on the 7th of May. Monday is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. In Gujarat, scrutiny of the nomination forms for the Lok Sabha polls and by-elections to the 5 assembly seats is underway. Filing of nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls is underway. 96 parliamentary seats spread over 9 states and the Union Territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. 25th of this month is the last date for filing of nominations. In Andhra Pradesh, filing of nominations is underway for 175 assembly and 25 parliamentary seats. Nara Bhubaneswari submitted nomination on behalf of her husband, Telugu Desam Party Chief Nara Chandrababu Naidu, for Kuppam Assembly constituency, while State BJP Chief D. Purandeshwari filed nomination yesterday for Raja Mahendravaram Parliamentary Constituency. Telugu Desam Party leader and renowned actor Nandamuri Balakrishna filed his nomination from Hindupur Assembly constituency. Y.S. Sharmila, State Congress Chief, filed a nomination from Kadapa Parliamentary Constituency. Y.S.R.C.P. President and Chief Minister Jagan Mohan Reddy and Janasena Party Chief K. Pawan Kalyan will be filing the nominations from Kadapa and Pittapuram Assembly constituencies, respectively, in the coming days. Chief Justice of India Dr. D.Y. Chandrachud has said that the enactment of new criminal laws clearly indicates that the country is changing and moving forward. Addressing a conference in New Delhi today, Dr. Chandrachud said that with the enactment of 3 criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam, the country is set for a significant overhaul of its criminal justice system. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Delhi this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.